Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than 2 decades of experience, with the simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelancer profiles, and get help drafting a job post or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them and take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's UPWORK.com, Upwork.com.
Well, Jenny, a big thank you for joining us. Just never really got going, that, did it for us, really, this afternoon. What's your thoughts on it?
Well, I'm really proud of the girls, actually, for the performance, because we knew that it was going to be difficult coming here to Durham. I was aware of the style of play, and I knew it would be under the cosh with the long balls.
Yeah.
So I knew it would be a defensive game. And in terms of the defensive side of it, I'm really proud because of how resilient they were to keep Durham at bay. So they'd keep attacking. We said, we're going to have to celebrate good defending today when we stop one of their attacks and we go again, because we didn't have a massive outlet today. We struggled to get up the pitch at times, but the defensive side of it was really, really good. We've just said then in the team huddle 2-3 weeks ago, that scoreline would have been 6 or 7. Two of their goals today were fantastic goals, really, really good goals. And we've pushed Durham to produce some of their best football to be able to break us down. The third goal's a little bit contentious. Before it, we'd switched off, and we could have prevented the corner that then led to the goal. And then there's something we've probably got to look at in terms of how the ball went in. We believe there was a possibly free kick on the keeper,
right,
that didn't get given, but I'd have to see a replay to see how that goes. But if you break it down, there's some really, really good defensive displays today that I was really proud of.
I was going to say, I mean, it looked like we were going in at half-time, 0-0. I was saying, it was partly my fault because I was jinxing it towards the end of the first half, saying this is actually the perfect away performance. We've just soaked up all this pressure.
Mm.
From your angle, you ought to have seen it, but Dale's actually miskicked it, and that's how it's managed to go over Donald. So it's actually a bit of a fortunate finish, actually.
Right.
But then Donald, moments later, kept the score to 1-0. And then 5 minutes into the second half, the worst thing happens. It's that is a worldie.
We didn't get out with the press, the second phase. But it was a very good finish that I don't think Sophie could have got to. But we have to, the amount of defending that we had to do today,
yep,
I think we did fantastically well in terms of dealing with it. And I've just said to them then, these are going to be one of the stronger contenders for the league this year. They were last year, and they'll be up there again this year. And if we can take that type of defensive display and put that into all our games now, we're going to be really hard to beat, and that'll allow us then to build on our attacks then going forward. If we can become a team that's hard to beat, we'll pick up many points this season, especially against some of the lower performing teams in the league. I think that's a massive step forward for us in terms of our defensive display, and it just shows the quality of some of the better teams in this league that they've got that can break us down when we were really hard to beat.
Were you expecting a few more chances, though, based on what we saw last week? I mean, I said at full time that a defeat on the road, but it's nowhere near as one-sided as the York match was a fortnight ago. But we didn't really test the goalkeeper that much.
I mean, unfortunately, we're missing a few players today who have been in most of the starting lineups over recent weeks, and we've had to make some changes. So in terms of looking at our performance last week compared to this week, we are missing players. So when we talk about playing out through the patterns, we didn't have the players that we had last week in those positions, to be top of the diamond, to be holding it up. Ball seemed to be going forward, it seemed to be coming back quite quickly. We can't afford to do that. We've got to be able to relieve pressure, and we didn't get the same success as we did last week, but I'm quietly confident that once everybody's back in and back together again and we've got people back off holiday, that we'll be, our performances will match what the defensive side was today, and that'll relieve the pressure, because there's only so long you can soak up pressure. You're always going to concede at some point.
Well, I think Donald's taken about 40 goal kicks today.
Yeah.
But that's the other
thing. Because we didn't have that outlet at the top.
But that's the other thing. They've not really, apart from the goals and the one-on-one, that Donald's not really had that much to save either. So
that's what I mean. It's like, when with the defensive side of the game, people forget that defending is an art. And you've got to have a passion to want to defend and defend really, really well. And that's the attitude that I gave the players today. And you're seeing that. They were like high-fiving each other because they knew that it was going to be difficult. They knew that they were pumping it in long and behind. And we dealt with it really, really well. It'd be interesting to see the start, the amount of attacks that were created by Durham and how many we then dealt with successfully, because I think it'd be extremely, extremely high. And I think they've done a very, very good job to say we kept it down to only three. And we could look at some stuff and go, could we have been better in those areas? But I thought they did well, and I give them credit for that today.
And the return of Rigby, who popped on for a cameo towards the end there. Good to have her back.
It was really nice to have her back, and I think when she went in there, she did exactly what I knew she could do, which was give us a little bit of composure on the ball. I don't think she gave the ball away once.
No.
Which is something we was missing in the first half. And, really struggled to connect passes in the first half.
She's got this knack of dragging in more than one player to try and get the ball off her, which is always helpful.
Yeah, she makes good decisions. And she'll be someone that will be key as we progress through the season, that can break down defences, slide those balls through to the runners in behind. So it's great to have her back in the squad.
Now, you can part the league, because next week it's the plate. We're going down to the Midlands, aren't we, for Leafield Athletic, I think it is, in the plate.
It is Leafield.
Yeah, what do we know?
I'll be completely honest on this one. At this present moment in time, I don't have any details on them.
Do you reckon it'll be as windy as this?
It's like a wind tunnel in here. But again, we'll look to build some momentum next week. We had a great attacking display last week. This week we had a good defensive display. So next week, can we put those two together and just keep taking steps forward in the right direction as a team?
And then it's back to Brothers Park for, well, probably one of the bigger games this season, Stockport County. Thoughts on that one, back at Brothers on the 8th?
I think it's going to be an excellent game, because there's, I think there's a little bit of a rivalry starting to build up between the teams this season. I think that we will go toe-to-toe with them in the game. If we can get a full-strength team out and we can have a great week of training ahead of that, I think we could go toe-to-toe with Stockport and really show how far we've come this season. And I'm really pleased we're playing the first game against Stockport at our ground, because I think when we play at home, I think we're coming on leaps and bounds, and we're feeling good at Broadhurst Park.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.